How you guys doing? Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you so much. We are not going to mess around. We're not going to fuss around. We are just going to get right into the magic that is happening because there is a lot that is going on. Bitcoin, it has faced its toughest month since the FTX collapse. That says something. Blast is now in the top 10 chains for NFT activity. I have to say I am a fan. CZ will be the wealthiest man to ever have spent time in the penitentiary system. Chaos to Clarity, Noisy Narrative. It is Thursday, May 2nd, and it is time for some rare bits. Today, the Crypto Gradient Fear Index. What happened? We knew it was coming, right? It is a 43. We slid 11 degrees last night. The day before that, we slid 13 degrees. Yesterday, it was a 54. Today is a 43. Yesterday, it was a neutral. The day before that, we were in greed. We moved to neutral. Now we are in fear. NFT sentiment, it does not budge because the metrics are broken. I am positive of that. Top crypto search term. This is the fourth day in the row. It is the wormhole token. It is ticker sign W. It has some sustainability, meaning I think this will continue to go places. I don't think it is going anywhere. Next up, we have top NFT search term is SMH. What does that mean? It means shake my head. Is that crypto lingo that the normies are trying to get abreast of to figure out what is going on in the NFT space? We do not know. Bitcoin dominance, it slid on the 24 hours while Ethereum dominance rose. Total crypto market cap, $2.28 trillion, a 1.83 increase in the last 24 hours. Did we flush out all the paper hands or did everybody get liquidated? Before we get into some more stuff, what I want to do is get into some numbers for the nerds with you guys. And as you can see, we are looking at the mempool. It is always hard at work. It's one of my favorite things. And let's get into just what is happening, okay? We have the heat map, and look at that. It is glorious green. That is what we can say. And we are looking at it on the one day. If I switch to the 1 hour, what do we have? Absolutely everything is green except XRP and maybe two other coins, but we will take what we can get. When we look at the crypto market cap, you can see the bubbles in showing us what has moved, what has risen, what has fallen. Everything is in at the green at the moment. Our numbers today at this moment in time, it is 6:16 p.m. EDT. That is in Miami time. Bitcoin is coming in at $59,306. Ethereum, $3,007. BNB, $563. Solana, $140. And XRP is trading at 521. I am watching Dogecoin right now. It is trading at 0.13. Do we see movement on that? Does it reach a dollar? So there are some interesting metrics. A lot of the metrics I do are not only, I look at technical analysis that other people are doing, but I also look at some metrics, some analytical metrics for search terms and what are normal people searching for and how does that correlate with what we are talking about in the crypto space today. When what we're talking about today and what the normies are searching for is very far apart, I know that we have some room to continue moving up. Recently, these search terms have been overlapping. W token is a wonderful example. The normies have been looking at it for the past 4 days. It has been on our plate as well as something we are talking about. Does that signify that the top is in? When the normies have arrived, when your friends that have not invested in Bitcoin are saying, where can I buy? A lot of times that is signaling a top. Then we have the backbone of sell in May and go away. May just started. Is that advice you are heeding? Does this cycle turn out differently? Are the technical analysis indicators telling you to buy and hold, to sell and go away and come back in September when it's time to buy again and get serious about the market? All of these changes are interesting to watch, so we are dealing with that in real time. I apologize, my earphones are doing something crazy. Looking at some top sales, we just had a CryptoPunk sell for $190. Ethereum How much is that? That is $557,000 in today's current market price. You can see some other CryptoPunks that sold as well if you are watching on the YouTube. What is interesting, we also had an other side Coda sell for about $118,000, which I find quite interesting. Looking at the top moving collections in the last 24 hours, this is different than it was this morning, and I like to see it. Bitcoin has taken the lead as far as the digital art goes. Bitcoin is doing about $9.6 million worth of trading volume in the last 24 hours, where Ethereum is doing about 8.5 and Solana is doing about $2.7 million. Solana is down 2%, Ethereum is up 24%, and Bitcoin is up about 48% as far as trade volume goes for those ecosystems. When we look at the NFT heat map for Ethereum, what is interesting? Well, it's not that it's interesting here. It's going to be interesting because we're going to see some similarities on the Solana side, which we will get into. We are going to look at the top moving collections on the Ethereum side. We have a new contender on our list. It is Ultraverse Gold. I know nothing about it. I will do some due diligence. It already has a $3.1 million worth of volume just traded in the last 24 hours. That's about 2,000 sales. Current floor price is $1,600 or about 5.48 Ethereum. It is going to be interesting to see what this is. We are not going to double click on it at this moment. We have Bored Ape Yacht Club, CryptoPunks, Mutant Ape Yacht Club, and D-Gods rounding out the top five or six. What are we looking at? The D-Gods have moved up quite a bit. The price on the D-Gods, the floor price is about $7,100 on the Ethereum side. What am I talking about? That is 2.369 Ethereum. But we are going to look at something here as well. Now we are looking at the Solana heat map. And what is this fat green new square that we see? The D-Gods and the Utes, they have returned to their birthplace, Solana. It seems that the community is enjoying this as the D-Gods volume is up about 42%. They are currently trading for 54 Salamis on the Solana ecosystem. We have Utes. Their volume is up also about 51%. They are trading for 12.99 Salamis. What are we talking about? Top movers, which will include D-Gods and Utes, of course. And we are going to give you some USD price values for the normies. We have Mall Street. It has just been doing a ton of sales. They're currently trading at about $113. There have been 12,000 trades. So again, people are collecting diamonds as they trade these. That is what a lot of this movement represents. Next on the hit list, we have D-Gods taking the second spot. So we just heard that they are trading for $7,100 on the Ethereum side. They're trading for $7,800 on the Solana side. Is this an arbitrage opportunity where you can purchase on the Ethereum side, scoop them up, go list them on the Solana side, and make a cool half of an ETH? We have Utes trading at $1,900. That is 13.52 Salamis. There have been a lot of trades. We're talking about 282. We're seeing more activity there because it is a lower floor price and it is easier to get in and out of those and move those around. Now I am going to look at the top movers on the Bitcoin ecosystem. We have the Node Monks, Bitcoin Puppets, Runestones, Rune Pups, Arsync Meta Protocol, Blifstone, Quantum Cats, and Based Angels. Quantum Cats, Udi's project. It is interesting. Udi has been on the timeline complaining about some new initiatives that Michael Saylor is rolling out. I love to see the maxis from different maxi camps complain about what the other guy is doing. It is really interesting. And I wanted to pull up this website as well. If you guys are not familiar with this, this is called NFTPriceFloor.com. It is not an advertisement. It is just an interesting look at some of the top movers. You can see the CryptoPunks that are moving. This spin beanie with the 3D glasses for 187 ETH 5 hours ago. That is just an absolutely amazing sale. As you can see, it is about double the current floor price of the CryptoPunks. And then we're just going to look at this since we're here. We have something called Mystical. And this looks like it is absolutely wash trading. So the floor price on this is about 0.4 Ethereum, but these are selling for about $52,000. So is that a sign of wash trading? Oftentimes it is. Now, since I did not catch up with you guys yesterday, what I am going to do, I wanted to just touch on quite a few news stories that I still think resonate with what is going on in the space. First up is Steppen. They are collaborating with Alluvium. They're going to release a limited edition NFT sneaker. It is going to be done on Solana. It is part of this interesting initiative where this Steppen account, it actually pays you to walk. So if you already do a lot of walking, if your parents, if you would like to get them into cryptocurrency, why not get them a pair of these sneakers and send them walking? Let them earn some crypto. Don't even tell them what they're doing. Just have them log their steps and see what happens. You might be surprised because a lot of these things do have airdrops associated with them. Next up, we have Mason Rothschild, Meta Birkins. This NFT collection caused a ton of backlash for copyright infringement versus artists. What do I have the right to do as an artist versus a company clamping down saying that is our IP. You cannot mess with it without our express permission. There was quite a bit of backlash and it seemed like it kind of just went quiet as it went off the radar, but apparently it is coming back on the radar at this collection. These NFTs will be showed at the Stockholm Spirit Museum. And it is going to raise the same group of arguments that we've all heard before about artist rights. So it is always interesting to see museums continue to push what's going on, push the discussion forward, continue to involve more and more people in the discussion as we do try and normalize this. Next up, we have Casio. They are launching their NFT collection. They are doing this to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Casio, but they're also doing it to collaborate with AstroZero's ZKEVM on the Ethereum blockchain. It is a anniversary edition. It is going to be a limited edition. There is a link in my Substack if you are interested. I did not find it that interesting, but when I brought this up to some people in a space earlier today, they did find it interesting, and they are collectors. So while these things might seem like a novelty, they are marking a period in time where we're seeing the first crossover of cryptocurrency into mainstream culture. And are these things that 10, 15, 20 years will be really interesting keepsakes of this time and how early we are? It remains to be seen, but these stories are always interesting. We have Dogecoin. I said I am watching it. We are looking at some price correction, and there are some technical analysis that say that this price correction is setting up some green candles to move forward. So it is something that I am keeping on my radar. The other reason I keep this on my radar, and I'll touch on something I brought up earlier about, are we at the top of the cycle? Because the normies are searching for the same thing we're talking about. So that's one signal that we're at the top of the market cycle. Next, I talked about sell in May and go away. That's another interesting aspect to what we have going on at this moment in time. The third thing is Dogecoin is a really good barometer of when the crypto market is oversold. When Dogecoin gets up 80, 90 cents toward a dollar, to me, that is a time that it signifies it's time to get out of the crypto space because too many people have FOMO'd into it, and we're at a peak fever pitch. When we see some of these coins get to those all-time highs again, it is often time to sell. So it's interesting to watch the search terms kind of set a new precedent before some of these other metrics. And what you always have to keep in mind is these metrics that we used in the past don't always mean they're going to ring true in the future. We have to adapt and learn to see new signals as the market shifts and changes. Yesterday's patterns will not be tomorrow's patterns. They may be similar. There may be vibrations that are similar, but we do have to pick up on some of the new symbols. So those are some of the things that I am starting to try and pull I'm trying to pull that from the data, the analytics, kind of what's going on with sentiment. So I am keeping you guys abreast of what is happening in my head. We have Hedera, Hashgraphs. Hedera is HBAR. Supposedly, BlackRock was going to utilize this ecosystem to do some computational stuff. It was a rumor. It was good if you were buying the rumor, selling the news, because it took off for a moment. It has since retraced. It leaves a lot of questions about what the future is for HBAR. Does it have push? Does it have room to pull? These are some of the things I would continue to watch. There are a bunch of people that are super bullish on this ecosystem. They have an army of people that love this stuff. Again, becoming a maxi about things often leads you in trouble because you tend to miss these signs. And these signs that I'm talking about are new data patterns, new analysis, new things that didn't make sense last year, but they kind of make sense this year if you take a step back and look at it. So keep these things on your radar. HBAR and BlackRock, if they do end up using it, it will absolutely go parabolic. Was it the cart before the horse? Sometimes this news kind of leaks out and they put the kibosh on it, restructure, and it turns out that the news was in fact true. So interesting stuff. We have a bunch of people talking about meme coins. Have they absolutely destroyed the industry, or are they breathing life into it? There's some interesting, I don't know, comments on this in my Substack. Go to that and read it. We have MicroStrategy, Michael Saylor, right? He is introducing the Orange Decentralized Identity Protocol. And he wants to enhance security using the Bitcoin ordinals, using Bitcoin blockchain. And what is so interesting, there are a bunch of other maxis and purists on the Bitcoin ecosystem who think this is ridiculous. These are the same people who brought you the BRC20s, the Runestones, the Opcat, the Ordinals, right? All of these people in different camps are upset about other people's use of the same chain. Is that fair, right? We don't decide. Bitcoin decides who gets to use it. So watching these arguments play out in real time is, at best, it's entertaining. At best, it's entertaining. I'm not sure if there's a lot of meat and sauce in the underlying of what goes on, but it's definitely entertaining. We have Ronin. It is an Ethereum gaming chain. If you guys are familiar with Axie Infinity, they run on this chain. They are transitioning possibly to pervasively permissionless. So this model is going to accommodate increased activity and expand beyond gaming. So these initiatives, it will keep it fast and scalable, but also opens up a new segment of use case for this blockchain. I think it is super bullish. Keep this on your radar as well. The Solana co-founder, Raj, he has identified a couple things that he likes in the ecosystem. One is Avalanche. Two is Cosmos Hub. I'm not going to say anything else about it. He just mentioned this in an online talk, and I thought it was interesting for him to give props to other builders in the space. So anytime a true builder, as Raj is, takes his hat off and tips it to somebody, I want to make you aware of it. It's worth some DYOR. Again, we are at this interesting time in the market where a lot of people have decided to sell off. A lot of people have been liquidated due to leverage plays. Find things to have conviction in and have this conviction be long-term. Where do you find plays to have conviction in? I'm giving you the answers. Right? I'm giving you what the really smart people in this space are talking about. Those are the smart plays in my view. I'm just bringing you news. What you do with it is what you do with it. But I go through a lot of news and a lot of technical analysis to find news that I think resonates with profitability. Next up, we have Santiment, Brian Quinlivan. He is an analyst. He suggests that Bitcoin, we're in this price discovery phase, but it is also being wickedly accumulated by some whales. We are also seeing some buying pressure on the BlackRock ETF side. Is this, it's so dangerous because the FUD mixes in with your buying decision making. Is it a good time to buy? And here's an example. I was talking to somebody and they said, you sound like you are not a longtime investor. And what's interesting is because I talk to people about investing in Bitcoin quite a bit, sometimes you will have family members or friends and they hear, let's invest in Bitcoin, let's invest in Bitcoin. And as we watched it rise up to $74,000, right? It's recent all-time high. A lot of people decide they're going to buy in at these price points. So if you were one of the people who's bought Bitcoin in the last 30 days thinking it was going to go up because we all thought it was going to go up, right? Due to the ETF speculation, all of this new buying power that was going to enter the ecosystem, which hasn't arrived yet, but it is coming. everybody thought it was going to go parabolic, and it hasn't. So remember that there are a lot of people who recently decided to dip their toes into this, and they are negative at the moment. Granted, it is important to remind everybody that year over year, Bitcoin does about a 105% appreciation on your money. That is if you are a long-term holder. So just think about that. It is a really smart place to have your money. If you decided to invest a bunch of money recently, you are probably upset. But I do think it is going to turn around. We have Vitalik Buterin. He has recently gone on wax saying he is bringing something new. And I cannot get over the names these people come up with. Why would you call anything Binius? B-I-N-I-U-S. It is a new cryptographic proving system aiming to enhance the efficiency of ZK proofs, which are zero knowledge proofs, by operating directly over binary code. Binius. That's what we're going to call it. That's it. Next up, for the first time ever, we had some serious Bitcoin ETF outflows, totaling about $563 million. Notably, Fidelity's Bitcoin ETF saw the largest single day outflow, even surpassing Grayscale's. Their outflow was about $1.91 million. And again, talking about the Bitcoin price, we have key moving averages being tested on the upside, on the downside. It is a battle between the short-term holders and long-term investors. The one thing I can say with conviction, if you are playing this market as a leverage trader, you are absolutely ballsy. It takes, right? It is a crazy market right now to be doing leverage trading, in my opinion. But people do it. Next up. Supposedly, the UK is getting ready to sharpen its focus on crypto regulation through a new AML, or anti-money laundering system. This report is going to key them in on who is the good guy and who is the bad guy. So that stuff is stuff to have on your radar because it affects the greater ecosystem. If these laws get enacted in one place and they tend to work, other people tend to adopt them. So anytime our freedom begins to get infringed upon in any way, it is worth talking about it and just understanding what they are doing, why they are doing it, what is the intention, and is the rationale behind their reason for pushing these initiatives, in fact, the truth. For instance, Elizabeth Warren creates a ton of false statements about why cryptocurrency is bad. We need to fact check why they're pushing these initiatives, because a lot of it is for selfish internal reasons that we are not aware of. We have Holograph. They just secured about $3 million in funding. Why is this important? Because they are bringing omni-chain tokenization protocols to everybody, enabling game studios to deploy assets, and people from anywhere can utilize the assets. This is all a move toward a omni future, which I am a big fan of. Animoca Brands, they just announced a new partnership with Darwise Web3 ecosystem. They are going to be using the Bitcoin Opal protocol programming digital property rights, and mainstream adoption is their goal. Are they going to be able to do it? It is always interesting to see people decide to do this on Bitcoin. Again, the maxis, some are going to be pissed. There is always shit to say when you do things in public. Solana, it faces challenges amid market downturns and network congestion. Supposedly, they tried to put on a fix and it did not solve the congestion problem. We are seeing the market kind of fluctuate up and down, though Solana has rebounded a bit in the last 24 hours. It was down for a good bit. And if you are in Russia, watch your crypto, because they are trying to take it from you. They are going to force you to use the digital ruble. I do not want to comment anymore on any of that stuff over there. I am not a fan of what is happening there, and this is not the space for it. EigenLayer, they just saw huge mass withdrawals exceeding about 12,000 requests following exclusion of U.S. Canadian-based participants from upcoming EigenLayer. So again, more problems with the EigenLayer protocol. They're having a very difficult time. People are not happy. Anime Coin. I've talked about this in the past. The foundation launches the Gacha Grab game with Azuki NFTs. So not only do they have coins, now they are opening a game with the Azuki NFT collection. It is going to offer rewards to players. Its aim is to boost engagement across the ecosystem. I love watching new initiatives roll out. Everybody is pushing the boundaries on different ways to create engagement in the ecosystem. We have RWA, that is Real World Asset. These tokenization protocols, they have surpassed about $10 billion total value locked already. A lot of this is driven by high demand yield investments and expansion of tokenized treasuries. When will your house deed be tokenized? That is what we're talking about. Wouldn't it be awesome to buy a house online, not have to deal with a settlement attorney, closing costs, any of those things, because the contract will all be on chain. When you agree to it and accept it, the contract is ratified and the house deed is transferred. That would be amazing. Now, when we talk about tokenizing that house, think of this. Let's tokenize a house and you have a young wedding couple. Why the fuck would you send them on a honeymoon? That is ridiculous, especially in today's market. Why don't we tokenize the house and everybody pitches in what they can? We'll buy a 13% share of the house and donate it to the couple for their wedding. Everybody can chip in. Whoa, now the down payment is covered. Wow, now they can figure out a payment system to deal with what is left, the remaining balance on the house. Wow, for all gifts moving forward, for wedding gifts, for anniversaries, for holidays, if you want to give this young couple something, you can buy some of the tokens for the house and donate it to them. This is what we're talking about. This is why real world assets are important. They are going to change the way we do things. And let's get middlemen out of the equation. That is the best part about all of this. We are going to remove the middleman and things will be done peer to peer. I like your house. Would you like to buy it? I absolutely would. Can we agree on the price? We can. Let's do it. Imagine that. No fuss. We are getting so close to these things. Next up, we have the Runes protocol. It gains traction. It loses traction. Right now, it's gaining traction. We're talking about the fungible Bitcoin standard. Basically, we are giving people the ability to trade shitcoins on Bitcoin. Again, these same people who bring the Runes protocol are also complaining about Michael Saylor's Bitcoin ID. And they're also complaining about OpCat and BIP420 and Ordinals. It is awesome and comical. You need to get in on this because the drama just does not stop. We have Bitcoin. It fell below $57,000. That basically, the minute that happened, $13 billion in leverage trades. Boom, liquidated. Again, why are you trading with leverage in this moment in time? But if you play it right, you can win big, big, big. We have Blur, the ecosystem, the marketplace that is either friend or foe. It is undecided. It depends on which camp you fall on. They have just decided to incorporate the Blast ecosystem, offering players the ability to earn gold points trading on Blur now. So this whole Blast ecosystem has been really interesting. It is also another way that companies are finding a way to create engagement and interaction in the ecosystem, utilizing the platform where all digital stuff comes to play. It is the digital playground known as X, crypto Twitter. Celsius Network, they are bundling its entire CEL token supply. What did they do when they bundled it? They lit it on fire. They basically eliminated 94% of the total supply in a controversial move. Some people are not happy, others are. Do some DYOR on that one. CZ, I told you, he is going to be the wealthiest man ever to spend time in jail. What is interesting is right before he went into jail, he stressed the importance of compliance in the crypto space for everybody else, right? It is so funny. And when we think about what CZ did and what Sam Bankman-Fried did, it's not that different, except Sam lost a lot of people money. CZ, it was his whole thing was, I'm going to ask for forgiveness later. I know it's wrong, but I'm just going to work around this. And without this, I could not have done what I did. Nobody got burned, and I will just take the slap on the wrist. So that is kind of what happened in this whole thing. But it's awesome just to see him tell other people, you guys should just be compliant. You need to stay compliant. So words of wisdom from CZ. In gainers over the past 24 hours, Venus ETH, it was up 63%. FTX and Pal AI both saw some double-digit gains. The biggest losers were the DGEN token, Arweave, Radix, and a token called Golem, G-O-L-E-M. The secret sauce for today. Everything is hard before it's easy. Remember that and just keep pushing. Remember, the rabbit hole runs deep. Still craving crypto clarity? Subscribe to my Substack today. Warning, rare bits may cause hodling. Somewhere they're gonna get something. Keep that on your radar. Hope you guys are enjoying all the things. Boom!